بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على المبعوث رحمة للعالمين سيدنا ونبينا محمد بن عبد الله الصادق الأمين. ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله سيد الأنبياء وخاتم المرسلين. أحمدك ربي على كل قضائك وجميع قدرك حمد الرضا بحكمك لليقين بحكمتك، وأصلي وأسلم على خير خلقك ونور عرشك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي، يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على أشرف الخلق وحبيب الحق المصطفى محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. Respected listeners, brothers and sisters in Islam, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and ahlan wa sahlan, and welcome to our weekly program. Let me begin our program with our sincere dua to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. May Allah tabarak wa ta'ala grant all our beloved marhumin jannatul firdaus. Allahumma aghfir lahum warhamhum wa sakkinhum fil jannah. Allahumma aghfir lahum warhamhum wa rawwihhum fil jannah. And we ask Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, may Allah tabarak wa ta'ala grant the father of our beloved brothers Hafiz Bilal, my engineer tonight, may Allah grant his father Jannatul Firdaus. May Allah tabarak wa ta'ala grant him the shafa'a because of the sickness. And may Allah tabarak wa ta'ala grant the family of all marhumin ajr and sabr for the khidmah of those who were sick. May Allah tabarak wa ta'ala accept the effort of the family of those who are ill. May Allah tabarak wa ta'ala accept the sickness of the people as a means of Jannah, inshallah. Once again, on behalf of our listeners and our family and everyone, we say to Hafiz Bilal, may Allah grant you sabr and ajr. May Allah reward you for all that kindness and the akhlaq you used to give it to your father, inshallah. Brother and sister in Islam, once again we welcome you and we ask Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, may Allah grant you the barakah of Shahrul Muharram. May Allah accept your ibadah of the night of Ashura. May Allah tabarak wa ta'ala grant you the hub and the love of the Deen of Islam, inshallah. Once again, I'd like to thank all our listeners, Brother Hussein Sudat and his wife and family, those who are listening and sitting around the Radio Islam, listening to our program, Sister Kamila, Sister Rahma Adam, and all our friends in Linasia or out of Linasia. May Allah tabarak wa ta'ala use our Radio Islam as a deen and as a madrasa to take us to the road of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. It's very hard to miss someone, especially the father of Hafiz Bilal. He used to love me so much. I know him for so many years. What a great man. What an honest man and an innocent person. That man is older than me, but he ran and he accepted the nasiha of ulama with muhabba and humbleness. May Allah tabarak wa ta'ala write him amongst the shuhada. May Allah tabarak wa ta'ala write his sickness as a status and degrees on Jannah, inshallah. Brother and sister in Islam, we are in month of Muharram. Many of our brothers, we got SMSs and messages and WhatsApp and all that communication, and people are there pushing us to say something about Shahrul Muharram. Our Deen of Islam is a wonderful religion. Has everything, and it's fair religion and also realistic religion. We know that the shuhur, the months of Allah, it's a zaman, it's a time. And Allah made qasam with a time. Wal asri inna al insana lafi khusr. Era, your life, your dunya is time. Your tawbah is time. Your a'mal needs time. Without asr, without time, you are nothing. Because your dunya is time. The women is iddat is according time. Ramadan is time. Our life, this dunya is time. We know that Allah tabarak wa ta'ala gave us so many opportunities for tawbah. And Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam name Shahrul Muharram as a Shahrullah. When we say Shahrullah, you must know that it's very special. after the month of Ramadan, the same seriousness and value of the shuhur like Ramadan is Shahrul Muharram. We know that Muharram is a sacred month. Arabs used to stop fighting. They don't have any dispute in Shahr al-Hurum. They call it the sacred month. Like Dhul Qa'da, Dhul Hijja, and Muharram and Rajab. When we say Shahrullah, as Nabi Muhammad ﷺ taught us, we know that is something belong to Allah directly. Directly. We got home and we got masjid. Our home is belong to Allah, but after we own it, and Allah own it. So we got two partners. But masjid is Baytullah. That Shahrul Muharram is Shahrullah. And the Wali is Waliullah. And Rasul is Rasulullah. Quran is a Kitabullah. The Kamal of Salih, alayhi salam, Naqatullah. So you got something belong to Allah directly. That's Shahrul Muharram. When we talk about what to do in Shahrul Muharram, Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala is the creator, Rabbul Alameen. He can make this month sacred and can make this one regular month, normal month. يَفْعَلُ اللَّهُ مَا يَشَاءُ. Allah can do whatever you want. وَاللَّهُ يَعْلَمُ وَأَنْتُمْ لَا تَعْلَمُونَ. Allah knows and you do not know. So Allah has chosen the places, time, people, some acts and some deeds, some words, some kutub. Allah choose Mecca and Ramadan and Rasul and Salah and some words, day, night. Allah knows the value of Dhuhr, Asr, Maghrib. When Allah made Qasam, He made Qasam with some creation. So, Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala gave us Shahrul Muharram. And He gave us the night of Ashura. One day, Allah forgive you 1 year. Oh, yes. Why? Allah wanted this way. There is a special offer. There is unexpected grant. You get it when you are shopping. Sometimes you go to the airport and you find the ticket and the umrah and everything for 3,000 rand. Anyone who got passport, jump now. And people, you got some lucky people, just get. And we did see in our life, it's a Allah choice. It's a grant. We do have in our life, sometime, some places, some ayat, some dua, can give you that. And I'm telling you, ask the business people, they can do in one day, more than they do in whole year. One man just makes some stock and deal, he can make money more than the salary of the whole year. Why? It's rizq, barakah. Allah wanted this way. So, the night of Ashura, Allah give you barakah on zaman, makan, ajr, reward. And I'm telling you, we do have barakah in our life. We say, may Allah grant you barakah, may Allah grant you barakah. One of the wives of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, she made dua in front of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and said, Allahumma atil umra zawji. May Allah give long life to my husband. Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam heard that and he stopped and he said to her, I can rectify your dua. No, say, bal quli, just say, Allahumma barik fi umri zawji. Oh Allah, grant barakah on the life of my husband. That one we need. You find one person lived few years with his wife. The wife, after he passed away, she doesn't want to see any man else. It's enough. It was her dunya. You spend one day on Mecca, on Medina, it satisfies your desire of ibadah. You make two rakat, you get full of the pleasure of Allah. Barakah. Barakah. Our mothers and our olden days, they were full of barakah. 1 hour work in the house, you find the house is perfect. Food is ready, house is clean, madrasa, teaching the children, doing the work, and 1 hour. No khadima, no what you call equipment, and no machines and all that. Our wives nowadays, they got khadima, they got this, and they feel that they are ministers. Busy, busy, busy for what? We don't know. In that time of our mother's time, may Allah grant them Jannatul Firdaus. Oh, we miss these people. Had little money. The income of the ummah was not so much. But you got barakah. You got barakah. Nowadays, people make money and no barakah. Your son can spend money more than what you spend in your life in one day. And some people work whole month, they don't get any barakah. And one person just stand on the shop, who doing a work, Allah give him barakah. Tawfiq, success, barakah, from Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. This sacred month, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala said, I give you barakah, but be careful, if you make any wrong, so you will get a double of punishment. فَلَا تَظْلِمُوا فِيهِنَّ أَنفُسَكُمْ. Do not wrong yourself in this holy and special time and places. When we read Surah Al-Fajr, وَالْفَجْرُ وَلَيَالٍ عَشْرٍ, if you want to know which Fajr this one Allah made Qasam with, is the first Fajr on Shahr al-Muharram. What's a Fajr? The meaning of Fajr is, it's called explosion. That وَإِذَا الْبِحَارُ فُجِّرَتْ. What is explosion? Fountain of barakah. The explosion of barakah. Once you make ibadah on this month of Muharram, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will shower you the barakah on the rest of the year. Brother and sister in Islam, Shahr of Muharram is Shahrullah. Be careful, watch out, and that is a time belong to Allah directly. Imam al-Zuhri, he said, in Ramadan, we can get some compensation, we can make qada. فَعِدَّةٌ مِّنْ أَيَّامٍ أُخَرٍ. You can make qada if you miss the fast of Ramadan. But the tenth of Muharram, where are you going to get it if you miss it? If you miss it, where? That's why the ulama said, we fast it even we are musafir. If we have excuse, we run to fast it, because Ramadan we can fast later on. But the tenth of Muharram, or the 9th and 10th and 10th and 11th, how we get it? Now, we come to the serious issue now. We see so many people talk about some bid'ah, talk about something which is not done by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Shahr al-Muharram, especially about Ashura, it's about Nabi Musa alayhi salam. Don't put anyone else in this occasion. Again, we are an Islamic station. I'm fully responsible for what I'm saying. I'm ready to debate that this incident of the 10th of Muharram, it's about Nabi Musa alayhi salam and Nabi Nuh alayhi salam, and from Musa backwards alayhi salam. Great day in a great month. Allah did save Musa alayhi salam and he perished Fir'aun. Don't talk about any other occasion and don't make celebration else. Allah did save Nabi Nuh alayhi salam. This day was belong to the Yahud when they fasted. Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam did warn me and you that we must not copy the non-Muslim. That's why he did fast the 10th of Ashura, but not in a Yahudi style. He made it different than Yahud, but in the same time, he did gain the reward of that 10th of Muharram by fasting 9th and 10th, or 10th and 11th. Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did please Allah, and he make the ibadah different than Yahud and Nasara. Even we did wear the clothes, but we will never copy Yahud and Nasara. We will greet each other, but we will never copy the people which they don't believe in Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And he knows, whosoever copy and imitate a nation, become from them. Ashura It's a memory. Memory that Allah did support and help and give nusrat to His Anbiya, prophets. And I want to tell you that Muslim remember the day of Ashura, because Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala sent Nabi Musa alayhi salam to a people of Israel, or the children of Israel, and we appreciated the effort of Musa alayhi salam when he faced such a nation who gave the humanity hard time. And Musa alayhi salam, Allah sent him to a person, individual, Fir'aun, the only one who said, I am your Lord. Brother and sister in Islam, day of Ashura remind us about Nuh alayhi salam, the second Adam. Allah revived this dunya, and He brought the reviving of dunya through this Nabi Nuh. We call him second Adam, the one who brought life to dunya. We know also Nabi Nuh alayhi salam, one of the ulil azm, the Nabi who suffered a lot in his life. 950 years giving da'wah. His son was a main difficulties in the life of Nabi Nuh alayhi salam. And we know that the children of Anbiya are the follower of the Nabi, not his biological son. Once the person disbelieve in Islam, that family relation or that parentshood cut off. It's not because of the blood is my son. Abu Lahab was a uncle of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. When we say uncle, it means biological uncle. But we don't say he's from Al Bayt. Salman al-Farisi, radiallahu anhu, is not Arab, is not Quraysh, is not from this territory, but become a family of Rasulullah because of his deen. Brother and sister in Islam, Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam did say, if Allah give me life next year, I will fast the 9th and 10th. Why? Because you must make it different than Yahud and Nasara, and you must make sure that when is the 10th. Otherwise, sometimes in the Hijri month, people are confused in calendar. So if you make 9 and 10, inshallah, I will get 10. If the 10 it was 9, or the 9 was 10, so you already captured the day. That's why Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam make tahari, they call it tahari. So, it is Islamic day. It's a day for the Anbiya, we call them Ulul Azm. Nabi Musa alayhi salam, Nuh alayhi salam, Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It was belong to Yahud, and Nabi Musa alayhi salam, Allah saved him from that evil of Fir'aun. Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam did fasted, make shukr to Allah, as a shukr to Allah. He fasted as a shukr of Allah. Imam Abu Hanifa rahimahullah said, this day, Nabi used to fast it before Ramadan even. That Ashura was before the farad of Ramadan. Imam Muslim said that this day can remove and forgive all your sin the last year. And the ulama said the minor sin. And we learn something from this day, that Anbiya, they don't have any problem with each other. They love each other. They make shukr for the ni'mah of each other. Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam celebrate the victory of his brother Musa alayhi wa sallam, and he fast as a grateful to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Nabi Musa alayhi wa sallam himself did fast it, not because Allah saved him, because Allah saved his brother Nuh alayhi wa sallam. Nabi Nuh alayhi salam. So it means the circle of shukr, the circle of gratitude to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Why we talk about Musa and Nuh? Because Nabi Musa and Nabi Nuh alayhi salam are the people of Ulul Azm. Allah saved Musa alayhi salam, and he destroyed Fir'aun, and Allah tabarak wa ta'ala saved Nabi Nuh alayhi salam, and he destroyed his son. We want to know that deen is first. Allah is first. This day give us a lesson that we must feel happy with any khair comes from any Nabi. لا نفرق بين أحد من رسله. We have no any problem with any Nabi. We belong to every Nabi, and every Nabi belong to the Ummah. Now, we say, yes, any victory of the Muslim, we have to celebrate. Any Muslim, not only Anbiya. We learn that all the Anbiya, they are one body. They are united. And Muslim Ummah must be united. As Nabi Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam celebrated and fast shukr that Allah saved Musa Alayhi Salam. We Muslim, we have to love each other. We have to feel happy of each other. That Allah give that person money, or child, or ni'mah, because it will come to us. There is no jealous and malice and hasad and envy from Muslim to Muslim. Reason? Because any Muslim, when he get khair, it will come to us. And we did see in our life like that. And also we learned something from the fasting of Ashura, that Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam doesn't make courtesy for Anbiya. It's ibadah. We worship Allah. And Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, no, we deserve Musa. Musa is our Nabi more than them, because we believe on the proper Musa and the a'mal of Nabi Musa alayhi salam. And also we learn something from the Ashura, that Allah now and then, and sometimes they give us a celebration and of victory, to tell those who are hopeless. We got some people amongst us, they plant in our mind that there's no hope and khalas. When you watch the news, when you say to the people, hey, these people, I don't know, Allah save us from them. They say, khalas, no hope, Muslim has gone. No hope, zina is too much, khamar is too much, Allah, ummah is gone. We say, wait, my friend, never. Never, and Allah will punish you for what you're saying. Because Allah, tabarak wa ta'ala, did mention in Quran, kuntum khayra ummatin ukhrijat linnas. You can't hide this ayah from Quran. We are the best. And Allah promised the nasr of the ummah. Maybe delayed. Maybe we are not the right ummah now. But we never lose hope that the victory will come. Hope in victory is ibadah. You must plant in the mind of the children that the future is for us. You can't frustrate the child. You can't make the child hopeless. نَحْنُ نُنَجِّي رُسُلُنَا وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. We will rescue our messengers and those who believe. As Allah saved Nabi Musa alayhi salam, Nabi Luh alayhi salam, كَذَلِكَ حَقًّا عَلَيْنَا نُنْجِي الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. If you don't believe me, open Surah Yusuf, Yunus, Surah Yunus, ayah, verse number 103, and you will see it directly, very clear, that Allah tabarak wa ta'ala said. Brothers and sisters in Islam, Muharram is the first month of the Hijri year. And we know the Hijra is the greatest ibadah. Hijra, today is a Hijra from Makkah to Medina, because after the conquest of Makkah, we don't call it Hijra, we call it Safar. But I'm talking about other Hijra. Now I'm asking my listener now. Did you make Hijra? You say, Sheikh, I'm not living in Makkah. Why don't you send me to Medina? No. We got so many types of Hijra. You do it, inshallah, Allah will write you as a Muhajir in Akhirah, inshallah. Hafiz Bilal asked me to stop for a short break. Inshallah, we'll continue after the break. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome back, brother and sister in Islam. And once again, we say shukran to all our listeners, those who are listening to us. And I'd like to remind you that our program is live program. And once again, we say shukran to Brother Saint Siddharth and family, and Brother Ismail, and all our friends who are listening now. May Allah reward you. And I know that it's Sunday and tomorrow is a school. You know, all our friends now getting ready to go to school. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it easy for them. May Allah grant sabr and ajr for the parents who are struggling with their children to let them go and come right on the school. May Allah reward you. And I'd like to remind our mothers and our brothers who are listening to me, gotten the children, going to school or madrasa or hifz, Allah forgive you because of that effort. إِنَّ مِنَ الذُّنُوبِ مَا لَا يَغْفِرُهَا إِلَّا الْهَمُّ لِلْعِيَالِ. There are some sin only forgiving when you have that stress and that difficulties when you deal with your children or you try to bring up your children in iman, inshallah. In a break, I got one WhatsApp now, and I'd like to give my number to our listeners. If you want to put comment or correct me, you can WhatsApp me right now on 072-144-0717. 072-144-0717. That is my number. You can WhatsApp me now or SMS me on 072-144-0717. I know this friend here because me, I like to talk too much. He sent, Assalamu alaikum. It said in Medina, someone had a dream of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he said to him that inform all my ummah that they should perform their salah and read the Quran, and those that inform 20 others of this, then in their home they will after 10 days get good news, and those that don't, then after 10 days they will suffer sadness. Please don't ignore this and send it to 20 people. I swear on my kalima that if you send this message to 11 people, then your greatest wish will, and I don't know, well, they never complete. We are the dini people. We talking to the ummah. Allah will judge us and Allah will question us about each and every word we say to the ummah. I don't know if this he or she. I want to tell my friend. He said, it said in Medina, someone, when we inform about Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we don't accept that thing. It's called someone. We need the full details of that one, someone. You can't issue fatwa and say, I heard it from someone. That our Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said to that person in a dream, very terrible sin when you assume and you claim that your Nabi came to a dream and he did not. That is another crime. If he doesn't come, is a problem. And our Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam does not teach the ummah on the dream. We learn while our Nabi is awake and we get it. Our Quran is not a sleeping book. Our Quran is a life book, awake book. So, before you see it in your dream, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala said it in reality, wa aqim as-salata li dhikri. So we don't need your dream to know that we have to go and make salah. And ورتل القرآن ترتيلا. We are not waiting for your dream to tell us that we have to recite the Quran. And now this friend said that I'm telling you, he said that anyone inform 20 people, then in 10 days, look at this, in 10 days, not 11 or 9, only 10, I don't know, that he will get good news. Like what? Good news that I'm going to marry a second wife, or I'm going to get money, or good news. Because those who the good news is for dunya or akhirah, my son. Is it for dunya or akhirah? Your enemy, his good news when you have a problem. And then, if you don't do, if I don't send that 10 or 20, so we'll suffer sadness. Is that fair? What about if my phone doesn't work or I don't have airtime? Hamis Bilal, you're smiling, but you know I'm going to have a problem with this SMS. What about if I don't have cell phone at all, or I don't? I'm sending 20 messages. Actually, I'm supporting the phone company. I'm not supporting them. And why Ummah waiting for a dream to make salah, my son? Leave your dream, come and read Bukhari, you'll find Babu Salah. Open the Sahih Muslim, you'll find Babu Salah. Adhan, it's a dream or reality? Adhan, is it a dream or reality? We don't get our Sharia of the dream of someone. We getting our Sharia from Qala Allah, wa Qala Rasul, Kitab and Sunnah. And we don't need a dream of someone in Medina to teach us how to make salah. Inna salata kanat ala al-mu'minina kitaba mawquta. Instead of running for one dream,
just reply the adhan and go to the masjid. This is also not a dream, this is reality. May Allah make it easy. And my friend, we love you, but don't send that letter to 20 people or that message. You just go for salah yourself. Once you make salah yourself, inshallah, will be a motivation for the other one, inshallah. You see, this friend pulled me out from my topic today. I was talking about the hijrah. Now it pulled me to dream. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala take us from dream to reality. Because hisab, in the day of qiyamah, Allah won't judge you on a dream. He will judge you on reality. And jahannam is not a dream, it's reality. May Allah save us. So, brother and sister in Islam, before the break I was talking about the hijrah. But before we go for the hijrah, I want to tell you why the Muslim count that day or the month of Muharram as a very special month. It's a day Allah tabarak wa ta'ala accept the tawbah of Adam. Is this day Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam just fasted only? One friend said, we make food, or we exchange hadiyah. This has nothing to do with the Muharram. If you want to exchange hadiyah, this is called Salatul Arham, family ties, tahadu, tahabu, it's ibadah. And then, Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam did marry the mother of the believer, Safiya bint Huyay, on the month of Muharram. Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam went to the battle of Khaybar in Muharram. The father of Abu Bakr as-Siddiq passed away in Muharram. Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam sent a letter to Hirqal, the king of Rome, in the month of Muharram, that the covenant or the agreement with Quraysh for 3 years, when they boycott Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, was in Muharram. And then Allah tabarak wa ta'ala elevated Nabi Idris into the fourth heaven in the month of Muharram. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saved Nabi Yusuf alayhi salam from the well in the month of Muharram. Allah saved Nabi, I think this month of saving, rescue month, the month of rescue. Yunus alayhi salam from the stomach of the whale. The birth of Isa alayhi salam was in Muharram. Musa alayhi salam, Muharram. Allah took Nabi Ibrahim as a close friend, Khalilullah, in the month of Muharram. Nabi Yaqub got his eyesight in the month of Muharram. The Shifa of Ayyub alayhi salam, Isa alayhi salam being elevated in heaven in Muharram. Allah changed the Qibla from Masjid al-Aqsa to the Kaaba in the month of Muharram. Allah punished the people of the elephant in the month of Muharram. So I think this month is the month of Khair. Month of victory of Islam. Hijrah, the month of the Hijrah, the first month of Hijrah. We got so many type of Hijrah. Hijrah is to migrate from a place to another place. And Hijrah, you get Hijrah by your body. You just leave the people, go stay somewhere. And we have Hijrah with the heart. You just don't want to talk to people. And we got Hijrah with the tongue. And hijrah, with the eyes, you don't want to look at the person. But which hijrah, we have to talk about it. The hijrah imaniyah, the imani hijrah. Hijrah for security. أَلَمْ تَكُنْ أَرْضُ اللَّهِ وَاسِعَةً فَتُهَاجِرُ فِيهَا. So wasn't earth of Allah is enough for you to move? Anbiya did make hijrah. Awliya of Allah, mujahideen, you got so many people. Move. Ibrahim alayhi salam, Lut alayhi salam, Nuh alayhi salam. Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said the sahabi, alayka bil hijrah. Just move. Once the Muslim move, he will spread deenullah. And we have hijrah, we have to make it. It's called hijrah of haram. You must migrate from your haram. Wal rujza fahjur. Al muhajir man hajara ma naha Allahu an. Sin, you migrate from it. The real migrant, the one who migrated from the haram. We got unacceptable hijrah. Don't do it when you migrate from your wife or your husband. You move out from the bed and you don't talk to one another. That is, la yahjuru ahadukum akha. Never ever make hijrah from your brother or you don't talk to him more than 3 nights. And then we have hijra, which is not accepted. You got hijra because you don't want to help people. You become arrogant, you don't go to your village, you don't visit your family, because Allah gave you some money, some ni'mah, now you forgot your people. And we believe that when you make hijrah for rizq, Allah will give you barakah. وَمَنْ يُهَاجِرْ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ يَجِدْ فِي الْأَرْضِ مَرَاغَمًا كَثِيرًا وَسِعًا Surah An-Nisa. If you just move for the sake of Allah for rizq, you, Allah will expand your rizq and shower you with rizq. We got hijrah is like a fard. Make hijrah from haram. That society, the place you commit a sin, move from it. Hijrah of bid'ah. Hijrah because you have fitna around you. Hijrah because you're seeking rizq for your children. Hijrah is to learn about Allah. Hijrah to support the Muslim. Hijrah of iman. The Anbiya did make hijrah. The Nabi is inni dhahibun ila Rabbi. I am going to my Lord on some other place, seeking the safety of your religion, seeking the ni'mat of Allah. Anbiya did make it, Nabi Lut, Nabi Ibrahim. Hijrah of da'wah, move out from your place to spread deenullah. Maybe you're not right in your place and your community, you will be successful somewhere else. Da'wah, look at the grave of Sahaba, where are our Sahaba? 100,000 Sahabi, most of them, they buried out of Mecca and Medina. Hijrah for deen. You make hijrah for ilm. If you feel that you're going to learn more in certain place, move to it. Hijrah as the obedience of Allah. Sahaba made hijrah to Africa, Abyssinia, from Mecca to Medina. Many people think our Nabi was running away. Never. Our Nabi doesn't run away. It was a command of Allah. It was instruction for our Nabi did make hijrah as a command of Allah. وَمَنْ يَخْرُجْ مِنْ بَيْتِهِ مُهَاجِرًا Whosoever leave his home in the niyat of hijrah, ثُمَّ يُدْرِكْهُ الْمَوْتِ Then the death come to him, فَقَدْ وَقَعَ أَجْرُهُ عَلَى اللَّهِ Then his reward, it's must upon Allah, or due upon Allah, tabarak wa ta'ala. But that is for the foreigners who pass away, those who went for hajj and passed away, those who went for medication overseas, those who went for work and passed away, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala will count him as a hijrah. Brother and sister in Islam, let us practice some sort of hijrah and be careful of the haram hijrah. Don't make that hijrah because of you do want to do some haram. Some people run away from responsibility, leave the wife and children, run away in another country. Hijrah, to make haram somewhere else because his community tied him up, he ran there for another area, another city to do some haram. Oh, hijrah, because this man ran away from dunya. Just sit there like a monks and nuns, they stay there running away from the reality of life. And they call it zuhud. It's not zuhud. Zuhud, it means renouncing dunya. I say, no, wait. You mustn't play too much with this word zuhud. A real zuhud, real taqwa, when you are there sharing the life and a struggle with your family. You share the moment with your family. As the poet said, لَيْسَ زُهْدًا مَنْ فَرَّ مِنْ غَمْرَةِ الْحَيَاةِ بِدِينٍ إِنَّمَا الزُّهْدُ يُعْرَفُ فِي السُّوقِ بِمَالٍ وَمَطْمَعٍ وَفُتُونِ What a great word. The piety is not to escape from the fact of life and you take your religion and you practice it down there on the mountain. The piety, the real taqwa, it will appear on a free market, in a business life, holding money, having a greed and hope for money, and fitna on that business. Brother and sister in Islam, let us be a salih while we are serving our family. Brother and sister in Islam, in these days of Ashura, you fast, you make shukr to Allah that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saved many anbiya, learn the sabr of anbiya, And you must know that Allah, Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, وَعْلَمْ أَنَّ النَّصْرَ مَعَ الصَّبْرِ. You must learn that victory comes through the sabr, patient. You have to tolerate. We have to learn also that there is special offer from Allah in some months and some days. So quickly use that sale and discount. There is opportunities to work hard on one day. Warning you from bid'ah and ashura. Bid'ah, to do something, our Nabi never done it. And then you have to do the sunnah. What is the sunnah? The act which our Nabi done it. Teach your children about the great history of Islam and the great akhlaq of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam when he celebrated the victory of his brother Musa alayhi salam. Teach your children that the story of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is not for killing time and fun and enjoyment. It's to practice it. Day of Ashura is a clear message for the zalim. You are not so far from the punishment. And message for the mazloom, those who been oppressed. Allah is watching you. Your turn is coming. Inna rabbaka labil mirsad. Your Lord is fully aware. And He will deal with your enemy. Brothers and sisters in Islam, we have to make dua to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. May Allah rabbul izzat tabarak wa ta'ala save us from the zulm. May Allah grant the ummah nasr, victory and sabr. May Allah tabarak wa ta'ala be with mazlumin, those who been oppressed. May Allah tabarak wa ta'ala destroy the zalim. May Allah tabarak wa ta'ala save the Muslim from such a fitna that when they lose hope and become despair and lose hope of the victory of Allah. And we do believe that indeed, inna rabbaka labil mirsad, your Lord is fully aware, delaying sometimes for me and you to beg Him, or everything has a time. Allah got His system. Sunnatullah, walan tajida li sunnatillahi tabdila. This is a system of Allah. You will never find anyone to change that system of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Make dua for the ummah of Islam. May Allah save us from the fitna. May Allah save us from zulm and azab al nar. May Allah tabarak wa ta'ala save our wives and daughters and children from bid'ah. Oh Allah, you are Rabbul Alameen. Created us with that desire and that capability of haram. O Allah, keep an eye on us and save us. إِيَّاكَ نَعْبُدْ وَإِيَّاكَ نَسْتَعِينَ. To you we worship and also from you we seek help. O Allah, grant us the help in dunya and akhirah inshallah. Brother and sister in Islam, may Allah tabarak wa ta'ala grant you the barakah of Shahrul Muharram. May Allah save you from any bid'ah. And we ask Allah tabarak wa ta'ala again, may Allah grant the father of my engineer tonight, Hafiz Bilal, Jannatul Firdaus. May Allah grant the family sabr and ajr. On behalf of myself, we say, Bilal, tell your mommy, Sheikh, make a very special dua. May Allah grant her. She's a wonderful woman, brought the huffaz to the ummah. Inshallah, Hafiz Bilal will be the means of his father to enter Jannah, inshallah. Once again, we say shukran jazilan for all our listeners. Till we see you, inshallah, next week. جزاكم الله خير الجزاء. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.